This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman John Carter, who's not only a former judge, but he's also the congressman whose district includes Fort Hood. And as we reported here last week, the report from the Department of Defense on the Fort Hood shootings was released. A number of pages with positive responses for the first responders, but also saying that signs were missed in the evaluation of Major Nidal Malik Hassan, who obviously is responsible for those shootings. Congressman Carter, though, very concerned that the Department of Defense ignoring the elephant in the living room, and that's the influence here of radical Islam. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
What did the report say? What kind of language did it use in terms of describing the threat that folks should have noticed in Major Hassan?
Well, I don't think they ever, well, I know they never used, because we look for it, the term radical Islamic terrorist or radical Islam or Islamic terrorist. They never used that at all. In fact, if they used terrorist, it was kind of generic terrorist, if you will. And in fact, at the press conference, they're talking about, well, for example, if they had been right-wing Christian terrorists, they're so afraid to speak out on the issue of Islamic terrorism. And I would argue, and I think rightfully so, that we have some of the smartest people in the world in our Army. They're not stupid, okay? They're smart. They didn't report this behavior, and most of them just kicked the guy right up to the next promotion to get him out of their hair. They were avoiding the possibility of them criticizing someone and then be accused of being critical because of his faith or his race. And that's not the way to run a business, or especially not the way to run an army. Our soldiers should be, should be protected from by the army. They shouldn't be denied promotion or anything like that for reporting unusual behavior that especially this, which bordered on being almost traitorous to the Army, because several times he said the war is evil and suicide bombers are good. I mean, that doesn't take a genius to figure out that's something strange about that.
So by ignoring it or really brushing it to the side, what value is this report? How much is it devalued by the fact that this is not discussed in any real way?
I don't want to be too critical of the report, because some of the stuff they point out, as the admiral who talked to me on the phone about it, the Army projects power outside, against someone outside the Army. And they're pointing out that they're putting policies and procedures in so that people can start policing up inside the Army. And when they see issues, they're saying they're going to encourage them to do it. But I think what's at the core of this, and it's kind of, maybe I'm being esoteric or something, but it's my real concern. And just an awful lot of things we're doing in our society, and the Fort Hood shooting just puts a spotlight on it, and that is we've become so afraid of being accused of being politically incorrect that we are missing issues that need to be addressed in our society. We should be able to speak frankly about good behavior, no matter who it is, and we should be able to speak frankly about bad behavior, no matter who it is. And if we have red-headed, freckle-faced people killing people in Dallas, Texas, and they're 6 feet tall and they're between the ages of 20 and 30, we ought to keep an eye out for red-headed, freckle-faced people. Okay? I mean, that's just good self-defense.
Congressman, one of the issues that came up in the immediate aftermath of the shooting back in November was the issue you just touched on, the reluctance to talk about the influence of radical Islam and a strong desire to remain politically correct. And I want you to listen to this comment. I believe it was the following Sunday from General George Casey, who was talking about what he considers potentially a greater casualty than the shootings themselves.
Our diversity, not only in our Army, but in our country, is a strength. And as horrific as this tragedy was, if our diversity becomes a casualty, I think that's worse.
I'm sure you've heard that quote
before. I have heard that, and I was very disappointed, General Casey. He's a friend of mine, and I think he's been a good soldier and a good general. But I was very disappointed in that statement, and that's kind of a definition of what I'm talking about. We're so worried about being able to be a diverse society. It's not liberty, and it's not freedom until we are so at ease with each other that whatever our racial, religious, secular issues might be, we can't talk clearly about right and wrong. There's no gray area in right and wrong. You have either done something wrong or you haven't done something wrong. And if you have, and there is a group that you are a part of or could be a part of that is part of creating this wrong, we need to be able to talk frankly about it. We can't worry about the fact that we use a term that might hurt somebody's feelings.
Congressman, have you inquired to the Pentagon as to why this wasn't mentioned more explicitly? And if so,
no,
what reaction did you get?
I've put a press release out there, and the only thing I missed in there was no reference to radical Islamic terrorism. I'm perfectly willing to visit with the Pentagon. I'm co-chairman of the Army Caucus, so I'm very close with the Army and love the Army and love everything about the Army, and what they're doing is outstanding. I just don't want to see political correctness get any more soldiers killed.
Congressman, two quick questions before we let you go. Number one, from what you've studied even before the shootings, perhaps, but certainly since then, how real of a threat is radical Islam from within our own armed forces?
We don't know. I would argue we don't know. And if we're not going to talk about it, we might not ever know. And I do think the Army is going to put things in place that says, look for radical behavior in general. And I that's what I presume from the report, and that's good. But don't if you've got a group that's radical, I don't care if it's the Bad of Meinhof, then you better look for radical Germans. But we've got to be able to talk without worrying about being politically incorrect. It's time to get rid of politically correct.
Last question, sir, and obviously this is an issue that takes time and never gets really resolved, but what's your sense of how well the Fort Hood community is recovering following that heinous attack back in November?
I will tell you, the Fort Hood community is a very blessed community. All the surrounding cities that surround Fort Hood are totally committed to the soldiers, even down into our county, which is the county to the south, where we're also have adopted units, and we're committed to the soldiers. They're getting the Army is putting mental health resources in volumes, so they're doing a great job of providing for the confused soldier. You know, a lot of soldiers started thinking about, hey, I was shot. Those guys were shot by a guy in the same uniform that I'm wearing. Can I trust these other guys? You know, they've done a good job in addressing that. They will continue to do that, and I'm confident on the mental health issues. The Army will do a good job on this because mental health issues are a high priority in this type of warfare.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Well, thank you for talking to me.
Texas Congressman John Carter. His district includes Fort Hood. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.